This is the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for Tuesday, November 1st, 2005. I am Scott Allen Miller, and this is my co-host,
Dominica Ann Miller.
And we will be your guides through our trip to Walt Disney World here in Orlando, Florida. This podcast is actually being done from our hotel here in Lake Buena Vista. And today is actually Wednesday. We're actually recording this the morning after due to technical difficulties. And we are hoping to be able to post this sometime in the very near future, also due to technical difficulties. We do have internet access here, but we only got it for about 20 minutes. So those of you who are checking all the different channels will see that there is one short vlog that made it up before the internet access went down, and we did get about a dozen photographs posted, and the regular Sheep Guarding Llama update was done as well. So there is stuff to go see, but we lost the internet access just as we finished posting the pictures, and so this we are recording afterwards. This was our last thing to do, and no luck so far. We're paying $10 a day for the internet access, and for those of you who know the technical aspects, their DNS servers went down, and because of that I'm unable to look up an alternative DNS server. We do have access, but there's nothing we can do with it at the moment, unfortunately. So they are working on that. There's some chance we'll get to post this. We are going to have to be short. It is currently about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and at 1:30 we're catching the shuttle to go into Epcot, where we're going to be spending the afternoon, and at 7:50 tonight,
we're having dinner with Chip and Dale and Farmer Mickey
at the
Garden Grill.
The Garden Grill at The Land, which is hosted by Nestle there in Epcot. That's coming up on 8 o'clock tonight. That's a big dinner. It's all you can eat. We're very excited about that.
So if any one of you knows if Chip has the red nose or Dale has the red nose, if you could please give us a call and let me know, because I can't remember and they might ask.
She's very nervous about that. So, well, anyway, today's going to be our third day in the park. We had a really nice flight up on AirTran, arrived here at just after 3 o'clock on Monday, made it right into the park. We went into Epcot because that's where our shuttle for the hotel comes and goes from, so we get the most time as long as we're there. We managed to get in a number of rides, but Dominica did make one major mistake. I'll let her tell you about that.
I decided to, instead of being smart and unfashionable, try to be fashionable and wore sandals that were new that gave me horrible, horrible blisters on the bottom of my feet because I'm an idiot. And so I have spent the past 3 days in terrible pain, but luckily I listened to some tips from people on some of the message boards for Disney that I go to, and I had brought blister stuff with me, so I actually have some blister band-aid things on the bottoms of my feet, because they're right on the bottom of my feet. It's not like they're anywhere you can avoid stepping on, really. So I'm stupid, but I'm not going to let it ruin our vacation.
So hopefully she's learned her lesson from that. My feet are a little bit sore, but nothing like hers. But be thankful that at least we're not taking pictures of the bottom of her feet for you.
Because there's a big gaping hole in the bottom of my right foot where a blister popped. The left one is okay.
So we've been trying to avoid unnecessary walking as much as possible. It is tough. Obviously, Disney World is the land of walking, which is good. We're getting lots of exercise, and the weather has been cooperating for the most part. Florida can be incredibly hot, but on Monday, we were here in the evening, so it wasn't too bad. It was definitely warm. It was warm and clear, but the sun was going down by the time we got into the park, and it was actually dark most of the time that we had. So we were there from about 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock. We got about 5 hours in on our first day, I think. And we got to do a number of rides, both Future World and the World Showcase. So we did a pretty good job in Epcot just that first few hours. And we did discover that there's some amazing fish and chips at the UK area there.
The York County Fish Shop.
There we go. I don't even
know. Oh, it's yummy.
Isn't it the Yorkshire Fish Shop?
No, it's the York County Fish Shop.
Oh, interesting. And we've actually bet every time we've ridden the shuttle tour from the hotel, we've actually ridden it with a number of UKers who've been here vacationing. It seems like most people in Disney World these days are from the UK. I've actually talked to no one. We did have one taxi driver who was from Brazil, so that was about it.
Other than that,
yeah, I don't think we've talked to any Americans.
The UK.
We did talk to some Canadians in the Canadian area.
Oh, that's right.
Because, and this is a horrible tragedy, Disney World no longer has a beaver tail vendor. And all the guidebooks say that there is, and we went looking for it, and we talked to some Canadians from Ottawa who were also very disappointed that there was no more beaver tails here. And apparently Canada has completely given up on its national heritage and is no longer trying to promote beaver tails here in Florida. So,
which is really too bad because they're yummy and we were looking forward to it. Now we have to go back to Ottawa or someplace that has them to get beaver tails.
Maybe that was their plot. Who know are going
to
go.
We should go back to Halifax because Halifax had them too.
And they were better there, I think.
Yeah, I think they were.
The ocean breeze.
Everything is better in Halifax.
That might
Let's
be true.
Go back.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. So we had walked quite a ways looking specifically for beaver tails. So that was last night.
In the pouring rain, we walked all over the place looking for beaver tails.
I think we skipped ahead there a bit.
We did?
We were on Monday still.
Oh, I forgot.
So anyway, suddenly it's Tuesday. So Monday we wrapped up in the park. We did some. We kind of relaxed because Dominica's feet were killing her. We came back to the hotel, got some sleep, and we're into the park very early yesterday morning at 8:10 in the morning. And for those of you who watched the videos, that was taken at 8:05 in the morning, sitting in front of the hotel. And there should be, I hope, more videos today. We will see how our internet access plays out. Worst case scenario, I'm going to call Eric and get the information we need. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to get online. But we are paying $10 a day. And
for crappy internet service.
Yes. And we got 30 minutes for that $10.
Yeah.
So that's a dollar every 3 minutes. And if we were to have internet access the entire time we were here, it would be the equivalent of 2.5 months of cable or DSL back home. Yesterday we started off in the Magic Kingdom.
Woohoo!
And that went incredibly well.
It was magical.
We hopped the train and went straight up to Frontierland and skipped all the places with the crowds. And we managed to do Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and Splash Mountain back-to-back, no waits whatsoever, and on both rides we're able to stay on the ride and go on it again without even on Big Thunder Mountain, there wasn't a single other person on our entire train. And on Splash Mountain, there wasn't a single other person on our boat. And the boat behind us was completely empty the first time around. And there was no boat behind us the second time around. I don't even know what happened, but they didn't run another boat after us for as far as we could see. So
that was pretty cool because it's like having Disney World all to yourself.
Yeah, this is Dominica's first time here in a non-super crowded situation, so it's completely different for her. I've been here when it's not too dissimilar to this, but that was awfully not crowded.
I have to say that it's a completely different experience not being here in the horrid heat from hell of July, which is the last time I was here. It was hot, 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 hot. I can't describe how hot it was. And crowded, so crowded. It's very nice now. It's a different place.
Well, okay. It's hot in July, just for those who didn't catch that.
Yeah. Do not come here in July. Bad idea.
Okay. So then we went on, and we did Liberty Square.
Which was great.
We did the Haunted Mansion and got a great picture. Go to flickr.com and check it out, of the lizard on the tombstone. That was neat. And and then we did Liberty Square, and then we went over to Fantasyland, which had a little bit more people, but I don't think we had any line over 1 minute long. I mean, it was just enough that you had to stand behind, six or seven people as they filed onto the ride. But
with little kids.
Yeah, that's why Fantasyland gets so busy, because it's the only place that really caters to small children. So everyone with little children has to run straight up there. So it gets busy no matter what you do. But we did Peter Pan and Winnie
the
Pooh.
Which is always great.
Which
I
is
love
awesome.
Peter Pan.
Yeah, Peter Pan rocks. And we did Winnie the Pooh, which is new.
Which was very cool. We liked it.
A big improvement over Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, even though I'm a big fan of Winnie the Willows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was very sad that is gone. Message to Disney, we would like a new, really hot Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Because we love Winnie the Willows.
Okay.
and Snow White was revamped, but not very good.
Not enough revamping.
Yeah, definitely an improvement, huge improvement, but it's still a poor carnival ride.
Yeah, do not wait in line for that ride.
No. Don't hop right on either.
Yeah.
Just avoid it.
Yeah, pretty much.
But if you're threatened with doing that or it's a small world, definitely still do Snow White's Wild Ride.
That is true, because it's much shorter.
Yes. Nothing's worse
so
than it's a small world.
The torture is short.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we got to do the brand new and very, very, very cool
Mickey's PhilharMagic.
PhilharMagic, yes. That was awesome.
It was awesome. It was very cool.
And it's sponsored by Kodak. So.
Yes. So that's cool.
3D movie. Great effects. Very well done. Good plot. Much better than like the Muppet 3D movie, which the storyline is kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
It just kind of wanders on with no real story. This one's a little bit more of the Fantasia theme. Pretty much. It actually is kind of like a sequel to Fantasia 2000. It's very short. What did you say, about 15 minutes? Maybe less?
15 or 20, I think.
I don't think it was 20. Maybe 10.
Okay.
It was very short.
No, I think it was 15.
Okay. So it was about 15 minutes.
Long enough to cause eye strain. For those of you who have never been to a Disney 3D movie, something about the projectors and the glasses, I don't know, but it causes major eye strain. So we decided we can only do one of those 3D movies a day. Although I want to do Mickey's PhilharMagic again before we leave, because it was just great. It was like Disney's greatest hits, really.
Yeah, musical hits altogether in a 3D movie. So it was
a
very good.
Time.
And they definitely did. They've learned a lot about doing the effects. And for those who've done the Bug's Life in the Tree of Life in Animal Kingdom, this one's definitely better than that one. And that one was very good. Although the only time I've ever seen it, the projectors weren't working and there was no 3D. So
I will have to get back to you on that because I've not yet seen It's Tough to Be a Bug. So I'll let you know.
But my vote is the PhilharMagic. So we snuck out of there, even though it's a fairly long movie ride, we still got in without any waiting whatsoever. We walked straight in. It could not have been faster. So that was perfect. And then we got out of there and went straight over to the Hall of Presidents, which is a 30-minute wait. They only start in a half hour, and we were lucky enough to be able to walk straight in again.
Yep, which was that's always good. It's patriotic.
Yeah, it's a nice show.
Yeah,
it's the
animatronics. You should all go see it, no matter what you think about, oh, that could be boring. It's not. It's very good.
Yeah, and the presidents, they're very realistic, because you know, all 40-some presidents stand up there, and they kind of have, most of them have pretty realistic motion while they're just listening to another president talk. Like, their heads will nod, or their hands will move, they'll shuffle around. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, I've noticed that it's almost creepy how well Disney does their animatronic robots, because they really look real, especially the hand and arm movements. It's like, is that really a robot? That could totally be a person there. It's a little creepy, but good.
Yes. Okay. We are, then we went to lunch. We got an early lunch at the Liberty Tree Tavern, which is a full service restaurant there in Liberty Square. And that food was amazing.
We had the salmon. It was good.
Yep. With pumpkin bread.
Oh yeah.
And clam chowder.
Yep, Scott had the clam chowder. Yep. He let me try it, which was nice of him. It was very good.
Yep. And then we split a, I don't know what that was,
it
apple
was like
caramel.
Caramel apple pie, something like that.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, it was like a little pie, but it was definitely enough for two people. We were glad we chose
to
split
it. Yeah, it was pretty
that.
Big.
Yeah.
That was a good
meal.
It was
yummy.
And it wasn't that expensive, really. It was pricey.
But it was pricey, but for Disney.
Yeah.
It was,
and
awesome,
it was a lot of food, and it was absolutely delicious. I mean, you can't beat the quality of the food.
It was definitely.
That's Disney is about the food.
Yep.
So that was really good. We were happy with that. And then we went on to Tomorrowland, mm-hmm. and the super exciting thing is we found that the Carousel of Progress was still open.
Yay! We were very excited.
Yes,
about
it's both of our favorite rides in the Magic Kingdom.
Because everything I read, even on the Disney website, said that it was closed for refurb. So we were happy about that.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise. So we did that, and we did Buzz Lightyear's Spin Adventure, whatever that is.
And Scott kicked my butt. His score was much higher, but I think I'm going to request a rematch, because even though he insists it's a ride for little kids, he's stupid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. It is a good time. You get to shoot stuff. It's like a ride and an arcade thing all in one. It's awesome.
For those of you who want to see the actual scores, the scores are posted on sheepguardinglama.com.
No, they're not. Are they really?
Yes, they're already up.
He is so obnoxious. Okay, I'm going to kick your butt next time. You just wait. Rematch.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah. Next time I'm not going to let her spin the thing, so I can't stop. So I have to stop shooting things. She was kind of cheating on that last one. Every time I got a good target, she would turn the thing so I couldn't hit it anymore.
I was only turning it so that I could get a good target.
I wasn't turning it at all. I was just taking whatever target she let
me
have.
Well, it does turn on its own if you don't control it. Every once in a while, it'll start to turn, so you really have to turn it. Okay, next time you get the controls.
Okay.
Yeah, then okay. I can concentrate more on my shooting.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we did the Wedway People Mover, which we refused to give any other name for because their new name is stupid. that it's its real name. Just because Disney's dead does not mean you can rename things named after him.
Yeah,
that was inappropriate, I think, of Eisner to let them do. But it's Eisner, and that's why they fired him.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah. So we're hoping that some of the dumb things Disney's been doing over the last few years will improve now that Eisner's not going to be in charge anymore. Mr. Anti-Disney, anti-family, hates kids. And
he's just evil. Yeah, let's just really is, put it that way. Michael
so
Eisner's evil.
We're very glad gone. But he's gone. Yes. So Roy is... getting more influence now, we hope, and taking things back in the Disney direction. So here's hoping. And
we also did Stitch's Great Escape, which is stupid.
It's just Alien Encounter done with Stitch. They didn't change any of the ride at all.
It was not enjoyable in any way. It's hard to describe how dumb it is, but it's not worth waiting at all.
It's not worth we didn't wait at all, and it wasn't worth walking into.
Yeah, really. They do this really nasty, make you smell chili thing. They do like this puff of fake chili smell, and it was with us all day long. I don't know if it got in our nose hairs or what, but all day long, every once in a while, we'd be like, do you smell that chili smell again?
Yeah, it was sickening.
And it was really gross.
And there was nothing enjoyable about the ride at all.
No.
There's no highlights. There's nothing to even mention as a redeeming quality.
Yeah, it actually kind of hurt my shoulders. The harness thing hurt my shoulders. And there's no reason to have that harness thing either.
No, because it's not a moving ride.
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere.
It's people don't jump up in the darkness.
Yeah, and it just bounces on your... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's very, very poor.
We're not doing that again.
No.
But we are doing Buzz, and I'm going to kick your butt. I just wanted to reiterate that. Okay.
The rematch is scheduled.
Yeah.
Okay. From Tomorrowland, we bounced over to... Oh, we wanted to do Space Mountain, but they closed it. There was some technical difficulty, and we couldn't ride that. So we jumped over to Adventureland, and we did the Jungle Cruise and Pirates of the Caribbean, which is always awesome.
Yep. The Jungle Cruise, the jokes are so corny.
And they're the same jokes that they were in 1987, 1992, and 1998. So absolutely nothing has changed. And so the ride just loses something. The only thing that's new, that the Hungry Hungry Hippos don't make a sound like a white marble joke, was the only new one.
Yes.
And I did. I mean, it stood out as being a new joke.
That was actually a funny
joke. It was
a
good joke. Yeah. The jokes are funny the first time.
Yeah.
But there's no variation after 20 years.
I didn't remember any of the jokes.
I
feel like maybe
I could
it
give
was
the ride
delivery.
Already.
I think it was our guy's delivery.
I think he did a really good job.
You do?
Uh-huh. He was Jungle Jeremy, by the way. If you're listening, Jeremy, I think you did a really good job.
I thought he did the best he could with terribly corny jokes.
Well, they are terribly corny jokes.
Yes.
And he didn't have any choice about that.
Yes.
But.
He did the Hungry Hippo one very well.
He did.
I did chuckle.
Yes.
I did.
Well, it was new. It was
fresh.
And
then Scott nudged me because I wasn't laughing. I'm like, these are not laughing jokes. These are smiling. I was smiling. I wasn't frowning at him. We sat near the front. I didn't want to be glaring at him. Yeah. Stupid joke, boy. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be the most challenging job in all of Disney World to be the Jungle Cruise guy because you have to be so jolly to do that ride, and nobody laughs.
Yep.
And
it's depressing, I feel.
It is.
Okay, if we do that again, I'm going to laugh because I feel
really,
bad
It's really, really tough for those
now
guys,
I feel bad. Yeah, okay.
And then we did the new Tiki Room. Which
was crappy. I don't understand why they did that.
Yeah, I told her not to go.
Tiki room. Okay, they only do that part for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, we did as much of it as they
do. They do this crappy stuff.
Yeah, the music is terrible.
They put in
the new animatronics that they put in that take over the show are definitely cheaper than the ones they did before. They don't have the same quality of design and everything. They look like kids' toys, stuffed animals that they animated instead of
Iago
the
Iago really looks like a stuffed kid's
instead
toy.
Of really high quality birds that they had done before that looked more or less like real birds singing.
That was sad. But the first part when they actually do the Tiki Room song. That almost makes it worth it because you're like, oh, and then they stop.
Yeah, you get about 10 seconds and then you're furious because 10 seconds of really, really great classic ride. And then it's like it's almost like Disney was mad at the ride and did it to mock it.
Yeah, I don't
know. I mean, it is bad. And the guidebooks we've seen say don't even go.
Yeah,
it's on that list.
But I wanted to, I was like, okay, how much different could it be? But it was very different. We're running out of time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're very short for time. So that finished up our day at Magic Kingdom. And then we continued over to Epcot. And we will tell you more about that later, unfortunately.
Because we have to get out to the shuttle.
We have to get to Epcot right now.
Because we do not want to have to walk all the way to Downtown Disney again.
No. This is Scott and Dominica signing off on our first day of podcasting. Unfortunately, it's short, but we will do our best to get more done tonight.
Bye, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow, tonight, later, whenever.
Bye.